Hello, everyone. Welcome to Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis. This is episode 109, season 5. Today's date is March 6, 2022. And today's program, I will discuss about Ron Santo of the Chicago Cubs. I will talk about his life and his career and a few memories about him, of watching him on TV. Also do a wrap-up of my social media posts for Van Chicagoland, and a couple more things I will talk about. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Max Pax Coffee Filters. And here is a commercial from 1973. Enjoy, everybody.
I always bought coffee on sale for us and save Max Pax for company. Then one morning I treated myself to Max Pax. Soon it was all we used. You see, Max Pax is real ground coffee in a filter, so only the good perks through. I think it tastes better. Grounds and sediment don't get into my cup. And it's pre-measured. Every cup tastes great. Treat yourself like company. Max Pax makes great coffee a sure thing.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Max Pax Coffee Filters. I remember this product very well growing up in the 70s. They were used for coffee percolators. And also, remember when you, in the old days where people boiled their coffee? You know, my mother had a glass canister. She used that in the 60s. I remember when I was little. Believe it or not, I think we still have it somewhere in the garage. But for percolators, we still have a percolator. You know, we still do. And believe it or not, a lot of people like that because that's the real taste. Today is okay, but that's it still tastes good when you use that. Max Pax was introduced in 1970, and it was discontinued in 1976. So because percolators were going down. They were not popular because they were doing electric perks, and then Mr. Coffee was introduced. So everything changed, and it's still changing. You know, we got Starbucks now. Oh, boy. Anyway, so at the beginning of the program, I said I will talk about Ron Santo of the Chicago Cubs and do a wrap-up of this week's posts on Van Chicagoland. Before I get started, I want to mention today is my brother's birthday on March 6th. Yesterday was my mother's birthday. We celebrated with a birthday cake. My mother baked. Of course, she baked it. She wouldn't allow anyone else to do that. But my brother lives in California. So I talked to him yesterday, wished him happy birthday. We talked for a long time. And then I texted a photo of the cake. And he was very happy. You know, I haven't seen him in almost 2 years. Almost 2 or 3 years, because when I got sick in 2019, the prostate cancer, he was going to come, but he got sick himself and he couldn't get on the plane. And in 2020, the pandemic hit, and then I got operated in April 2020. It was a mess. It was terrible. And he couldn't come because it was horrible. And so back and forth, 2021 and 2020 and 2021 with the pandemic, you know, and he couldn't get away. So hopefully he'll come in June, in the summer, once he's done with school. I want to see him because I feel so bad because he wasn't here when I went through the operation and the recovery, but we talked all the time. So hopefully this summer he will come. Okay. Before I get into Ron Santo, I will talk about this week's post on Van Chicagoland. Let's see. The first one was a turnstile store. It was a photo from the 70s. those beautiful cars, and the location was unknown. I don't know where it is, but I found it on the internet, and then I remember the store. My memory of Turnstile was I remember those photo, remember those old movies? It's like a booth, and you watch cartoons, and they had like Droopy and other ones. And I remember going there when I was a little kid. It was located at Fort City Mall next to Jewel. And I was there during the 60s and 70s, and then the Turnstile turned into a venture. And I remember buying one of my first comic books at Turnstile. It was issue number 9 of Batman Family, and it featured Catwoman, or Catgirl, like Catwoman's daughter. And that cover of the comic book was so striking, I had to buy it. So that's how I started my collection, in a way. So I still have my collection of comic books. And I kept it ever since. And my mother shopped there frequently. She liked it there very much. Okay. Next up, I posted a photo of the roller coaster called the Super Italian Bobs, and that was located in Adventureland. I'm planning on making a video of Adventureland probably today or tomorrow. I'm going to gather all the photos, and that should be ready. And the amusement park was located in Addison, Illinois. And a lot of people remember, I don't know why they call it Italian Bob's. I have no idea. I guess the owner of the park named it. Who knows? I don't know the story. But a lot of people remember the ride. And it was similar to the Bob's from Riverview Park. You know, and Adventureland... opened in 1961 and closed 1977. So maybe I'll do a podcast episode about that park once the video is done. Also, I posted, I always post these photos from the South Suburban Safeway line buses. They served the South Suburbs. They were express buses. My father took that when we lived in Roseland in the 70s, and it was right in front of our apartment building, and it took you to the Loop. Took you downtown. Either it would drive down on King Drive, which was South Park, but it was King Drive then, or on the Dan Ryan. And it would be, but it had a sign say Dan Ryan Flyer. So you know that that's an express bus. It wouldn't go on the King Drive. So it had several routes. And I think their headquarters was in Harvey, Illinois. And those buses were cool. And it cost like 25 cents, I believe, at the time. You know, yeah, it was great. I love that. Next up, I posted a menu from the Town Pump restaurant located on the corner of Western Avenue and Devon in the, I think, the Westridge neighborhood around Rogers Park. I don't remember this restaurant. This was from the 50s. And it was kind of cool to post that and see all the prices compared to today. Okay. Also, this week, I found a picture of the first compact disc player. It was from the Sony CDP-101. I had a CD player. I think we did have one in the 80s. My brother bought it at Video King. It was located in Oakland, Illinois. I don't remember what the first CD I bought, but I have a collection, and I bought it all through the years. You know, it's the quality is so crisp and it's clear. It's nice, but you can still buy one. Excuse me. And maybe on Amazon or eBay. If you can find the first one, that's cost a pretty penny. And but, you know, people like vinyl, you know, like in the 70s. I like it too. You know, and you hear that crackling sound when you play the vinyl record. But, you know, who knows? Vinyl came back, made a comeback. Maybe CDs will, hopefully. Kind of nice. Also, I posted a telephone directory from the Western Electric Company located in Cicero, Illinois. It was a office complex called Hawthorne Works. And it was like at Cicero near Cicero Avenue, you know, Cicero and Cermak, excuse me. And Somebody mentioned on my page, this employed this company employed 40,000 people, 40,000 employees. You know, it was a huge, huge company, you know, and then it just, you know, times changed and everyone got laid off, and it's horrible. That's terrible. Big employer at the time, you know, they made telephones. Next up, I posted a picture of the State Lake Theater that's located on Lincoln State. It was from 1973, and it was from the premiere of the movie Enter the Dragon that starred Bruce Lee. And I think he died after the premiere, I think. I'm not sure. And the theater's gone, but it was right next door to WLS TV. That's still there, you know, the television station. So, and I've never been to the theater, but I heard it was pretty cool, and a lot of people loved it. You know, and they remember their first movies. There are not many theaters downtown, especially at State Street. They have, you know, live theater, you know, like the Chicago Theater there across the street, but not movie theaters, not really, which is a shame. Next up, I posted a photo of Ricky's restaurant that was located on the corner of Broadway and Belmont Avenue. I remember that. I think it was owned by Greek people. Because I remember there was a Ricky's West at the Brickyard Mall, located on the northwest side at Fullerton and Narragansett, or Diversity, around there. Brickyard, it's not a mall anymore. It's a shopping center. You know, it's changed. I went there one day about a couple of years ago. But a lot of people remember Ricky's. They really do. So I found a photo of that in the newspaper, and I posted it. Okay. Next up, I posted a Creature Features ad. Two movies, The Walking Dead and The Ape, that's both starred Boris Karloff, wonderful actor. So I think that was the first time they aired those movies on that. But someone mentioned on Facebook they watched Dracula's Daughter on Svengoolie. And that's a good movie, but, you know, he's carrying on the tradition. It's not the same, but Svengoolie's wonderful. And so did the movies. It's fun to watch that. Also, it was the 60th anniversary of the grand opening of Marshall Field's in Oak Brook Center in Oak Brook. And it was from people, what they said, it was a beautiful store. And I went there at Macy's. It was turned into Macy's after that. I went there about maybe a few years ago. My dad's cousin worked there. And she passed away in 2019 in September. And, you know, my mother and I went there one day and we met her and it was wonderful. You know, but the store, you know, Marshall Field's changed. They changed the name. Everything's gone, you know, and we wish we wanted it back. But that was one of the, I think it was a very classy store. Not like it's State Street, but this was classy. And they said it was a good store at the time. And I think Sears opened that at the same time. So it opened in March of 1962. That's something. Okay. And next up, we have... yesterday was the 40th anniversary of John Belushi's death. And, wow, time... You know, he was a talented man, funny. You know, he shouldn't have died, you know, because of the drugs. You know, a lot of people say it was foolish. It was foolish, but, you know, but he couldn't control himself. He had no self-control, you know. Fame got to him, you know. But he only acted a few movies. I remember watching Saturday Night Live and Animal House, also 1941, and the movie Continental Divide. I never saw the movie. I should watch that. I hear it's very interesting. And Neighbors. Yeah, I can't think of other ones like, oh, Blues Brothers, of course. Yeah, you know, that's a classic filmed in Chicago. And the funniest skit that John Belushi did on Saturday Night Live, a lot of people don't remember that, was when he portrayed Elizabeth Taylor. And he wore the black wig with the jewelry, and he's eating a piece of chicken, you know, like a whole chicken, and he's choking while he's talking. I don't know if Elizabeth Taylor saw that. Maybe she did, and she probably got offended. So I don't know why I found that hilarious. You know, I remember that. So it looked like her when she was overweight. Yeah. And then, so that's it for the post this week. And right now we're going to talk, I'm going to talk about Ron Santo of the Chicago Cubs. And who cannot forget him? He was a wonderful baseball player. And he's still missed to this day. I've said this many times. I'm not into baseball, but, you know, he is part of Chicago. And he was a wonderful player, wonderful man. And so I will talk about a little bit. Yeah, I will talk about his career and where he was born and also his pizza. If you remember his Pro's Pizza. But right now, the program will go into commercial break. And here's a commercial from 1969 where he did a Snickers candy bar commercial. And I mentioned Ron Santo. He doesn't speak in the commercial, but he is featured. So here it is, the 1969 commercial featuring Ron Santo for Snickers candy bar.
Pre-game practice. And who's that eating a Snickers candy bar? Ron Santo, that's who. Snickers, packed with peanuts, packed with power. Thick chocolate. Chewy caramel. And a whole fistful of protein-giving peanuts. So a Snickers is loaded with taste, loaded with energy. Snickers, packed with peanuts, packed with power.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. You know, the funny thing about this, I found it strange that he was a diabetic. And, you know, from what I understood all through my life that, you know, diabetics don't eat chocolate. They don't eat candy or sweets. But, you know, things have changed since then. You could eat one, but in moderation. So I'm surprised about that. And I will talk about his battle with diabetes in a moment. So let's start with his, you know, where he was born and how he got started in his baseball career. He was born in Seattle, Washington, February 25th, 1940, and he played with the Cubs from 1960 to 1973, and he played 1 year for the Chicago White Sox. I didn't understand that, so I don't know how that happened. And then, so he was a third baseman. His number was number 10, and he was an all-star for 9 seasons. That's quite an accomplishment. Really was. And he was a good, you know, he hit a lot of home runs, about 30 or more, you know. And let's see, he was also a commentator on the on WGN radio. You know, he was with I forgot his name. You know, well, I'll get to him in a minute. So anyway, I remember watching him probably in the early 70s on WGN Channel 9, you know, when they broadcast the Cubs games. And then sometimes he was interviewed after the game called the 10th inning. I right now, WGN doesn't broadcast sports. I don't know if they still do the 10th inning. I don't know. Things have changed, which is a shame. And He was diagnosed with diabetes when he was a teenager. And he didn't go into public until 1971. He kept this a secret. And it was Ron Santo Day when they did this. I think it was August 1971, and that's when he announced it. So he kept it for a long time. And so he was... So he was involved with the Juvenile Diabetes Association, you know, and so that they still do that to this day. You know, they have like marathons and fundraisers, you know, all kinds of charities for that. And let's see, he went into the pizza business, which I remember that, and it was called Ron Santo Pro's Pizza. And One was there was one located in Park Ridge, Illinois, on Southwest. Southwest Highway is by my house. Northwest Highway. And I think he got into business like in the mid '60s, and there was he had a partner, Glenn Beckett, I think that's his name. And it, you know, it had the takeout. I don't think they had dine-in. I don't think so. So you can order pizza. One time, one of his drivers was sick, so he delivered in from his with his Cadillac. You know, can you imagine, like, if you order pizza and there's Ron Santo delivering your pizza? That'd be kind of cool. And it was sold at the Wrigley Field, at the concession stands, also at Comiskey Park and Soldier Field. It's kind of funny, you know, selling pizza at Comiskey Park, you know, with their rivals. I don't know how the pizza was. I never ate it. From what I understand, some people said they liked it, you know, and it was also so frozen. The grocery stores like Jewel, Dominick's, Hilo, National, you name it, it was there. And I think he's, I don't know, I think he sold the business or closed up like in the early 70s. You know, it was there, you know, it was there and now it was gone, you know, and I wish I had tried it. It'd be interesting, you know. And first off, when I had to learn about Ron Santo, I watched a documentary that was made by his son. It was produced, written. His name is Jeff Santo. And it was called This Old Cub, made in 2004. And luckily, I found it on Tubi. Yeah, it's a free channel on your when you go on the, your Fire Stick. So before I wanted to get all the information, so I watched the documentary and I loved it. You know, it was they showed him most of the time. They showed him, this is before he passed away. Like he was, they amputated his legs because due to diabetes, he went through therapy. He was in the hospital and they put prosthetic legs, so he walked with a cane. You know, and he talked about that. He also talked about his career. They didn't mention the pizza, you know, the pizza business much. Not really. They touched it, but not much. And it was a very good documentary. You know, I felt sad, really sad, because he's a wonderful player, and this terrible disease, you know, affected him greatly. You know, it was kind of sad like that. And it was narrated by Joe Mantegna, the actor. And there were some interviews, Ernie Banks, Gary Sinise, Bill Murray, and many other people. And when you think of the Chicago Cubs, you think of Ron Santo or Ernie Banks, two great guys, two wonderful players. And so I loved the documentary, you know, I really did. And Ron Santo passed away on December 3rd. 2010, you know, and let's see, he got inducted to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 2012, 2 years after he died. You know, he tried to, I don't know how that works. They applied, but he got turned down, never got selected. But I wish he was alive. So if he did, I think he would be very proud, very sad and happy that he would be inducted. But they show the clip in the documentary that, and they called his family, and they got excited. So that was wonderful. And it's too bad when the Cubs won the World Series in 2016, he wasn't there. He was, you know, he was dead by then. So it's a shame because he would be overjoyed. He really would be, you know. So that's also same thing with Ernie Banks. You know, they would both be very, very excited. Very excited. Okay. And you know what? Ron Santo was a good man, a good player, you know. That's very rare, you know, for that, you know, because, you know, he's still talking about this day, and they erected a statue in front of Wrigley Field. I have not seen the statue. If I ever get invited to a ball game, I'd like to see it. I really would. Okay. So, that'll be all for today. I hope you enjoyed my rambling and my description about Ron Santo of the Chicago Cubs. Also talked about this week's post on Van Chicagoland. And I had a good time. And thank you for joining me. And the next podcast episode, maybe Tuesday, will come. And I'll be working probably today or tomorrow on my new video for Adventureland Amusement Park that was located in Addison, Illinois. It should be a lot of fun. It takes a lot of work, but I enjoy doing it. So it should be ready. We'll see. Okay, so this is Pete Costanez. I'm your host for Vanished Chicagoland Stories. This is episode 109. And so everyone take care. And here is Ray Reynolds saying bye-bye for now from his traveling music on his TV show. So long, everybody. Take care.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.